Welcome to Shomar Shova and the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishma Sain Biakav Shom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Bo'abasra Daf Samiches. The Mishnah says, HaMoicher Sa'ir, you sell the city. So you sell with it anything which is connected to the city, like houses, like pits, etc. But if he said, he v'chomash b'soyiko, so then he sells also the metaltalin, including the behemah and the slaves. So you see, in general, the slaves is not part of the city. The Medrash Tanhuma says the following. It says, when Yeshua came and made the sun stop, right? It says, Shemesh begiv oindoim. So Yeshua told the sun to stop because it was in the middle of fighting and he needed the sun to stay. So Yeshua tells the sun, please stop. So says the sun to Yeshua, says the Medrash. Omol HaShemesh to Yeshua. Yeshua v'chiyashkoton oimer legodol min odoim. You're a small man telling me to stop. I was created on the fourth day of the Bria. He only in the sixth day. Told merely, don't you tell me to stop? You have a master who's a child. He has a slave who's an adult, who's an old man. Can he tell him what to do? Of course he tells him what to do. So he says like this, Avraham Avi, Knal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim V'Oretz, Shema Baruch Avraham HaKel Yoin, Koine Shemayim V'Oretz, you're Koine Shemayim and V'Oretz. V'lo Oid Rishtach V'Hashemesh V'Nei Yosef, the sun bowed down in front of Yosef, Shenema V'Nei Hashemesh V'Hayim Rishtach V'Imli. So he says, you're a slave, you're my slave. So therefore, so says the son to Yeshua, are you telling me to stop? So he says, yes, he says, I stop, who's going to give the Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Yeshua, I'll give it instead of you. There's a similar medrash in the Medrash Rabbo, Bereshis Rabbo Vovtes, and there the Yedei Moshe, one of the Mefarshim in the Medrash, he brings a few questions on this medrash. One question he asks, which does not so clear if he answers the question, when it says that the Mishtachavet Yosef, that was in a dream, wasn't actually Shtachavoyo. So what's the raya from there? But then he asks, why do you have to bring two sources? One that Avraham Avinu owns Shamayim V'Aretz, and second, that the son of Mishtachavet Yosef. What's shot in that? So says Yedei Moshe based on our Mishnah. He says, when you buy the city, you're not buying the slaves with it. The slaves are not part of it unless you say, so yes, Avraham Avinu received Shemayim V'Aretz, but not V'chom HaShem V'Soicha. The son is like the slave, so it's not being sold with the city. So therefore you have to add that by Yosef it says the son is Mishtachavet Yosef. When you're Mishtachavet, that's when a person accepts on himself to be a slave. Like it says, it brings a medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani amarti Rav Yavoy Tzair, that Esav will be working for Yaakov. V'atai shtachavet ala Esav. So it's a problem, because in Mishtachavet, you're saying this is a din of Evet. So he says, the fact that it says in the Pasuk, that the Shemesh Mishtachavet Yosef, it shows that the Shemesh accepted to be a slave. It doesn't explain why, if it's in the dream, it works. But that's why you need the second Pasuk. Avraham Avinu is kind of the ear, but he's not kind of the avodim. Once the Shemesh accepted the avdus, that is what makes it into a avit. So Emel says, Yedei Moshe, that's why you need both sources. You need to tell me that Avraham Avinu is kind of the whole thing, and that the son agreed to be part of it. And you could say, why do you need both? Why not the second one only? Because maybe you need to have a kinyan to begin the avdus, right? If the son is this mishtakavet without any association with avdus, so then maybe it doesn't work. But because Avraham Avinu is kohen shemayim v'aretz, the shaila is the son included in the mechira? Once the son did a shtachavoya, it agreed to be included in the mechira. So in mele, that's why Yeshua could tell the son to stop. And this is based on our mishnah, kaval the connection of the medrash to the mishnah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.